Why shouldn't you be dismissed or reassigned for the same reasons?
I own this football team. You don't dismiss owners.
I can't guarantee that anybody in the world will be alive someday, so I can't guarantee you will be on our roster. So that goes for all of us.
Cannot play with him. Cannot win with him. Cannot coach with him. Can't do it. I want winners. I want people that want to win.
Welcome to Cover 49. My name is Tesh, and George Seifert belongs in the Hall of Fame. I still got some faces. I got my main man, Chrissy Chris, in the building. What's going on, Chris?
What's up, man? But you got to give me a better intro, man. At least hit me with Frank Gore or something, man, or Joe Staley. Don't give me George Seifert.
Both of those guys.
He had better hair than his coaching.
Both of those guys still have to wait their years of being out of the league before they get in. George Seifert.
It's somebody's grandpa.
Bags, welcome to the show. What are you drinking?
Well, I'm not drinking nothing, but I'm with Chris, though. I need a better introduction. Give me some of that Frankie G love.
Something, man. Not no George Seifert, man. Come on now. I mean, I respect it, though. He just had a Ferrari. He didn't crash it. I drive a Ferrari. I might crash it, though.
Nate, who'll be next with Andy Lee belongs in the Hall of Fame?
Basically.
Andy Lee.
He might give me Vernon Davis.
Uh-uh. Vernon Davis will make it into the 49ers Wall of Fame or something like that.
I'll give him Delaney Walker.
The latest coach that just went in was Dick Vermeil, right? Dick Vermeil has only won one championship. He has one Super Bowl, and he's in.
Yeah, how many wins, though?
I mean, he had the greatest show on turf.
All right, so he has 126 wins to... I'm going to have to do some editing when I put this part
in. That don't seem like much. 126?
That's what I'm telling you, man. Seifert is a dog.
Seifert, he got, what, like 65 wins? He's like 65 and like 10?
Seifert has 124 wins.
Oh, and how many losses?
He's on to something.
So that's only two less losses. He has 67 losses. Seifert is also one of the most winningest, like percentage-wise, head coach of all time. So Tom Flores, old school coach for the Raiders, who I think he has one Super Bowl, and he has 108 wins. Seifert has more wins. Nope. And I'm not onto this. My boy Dev from the UK is the one that brought this to my attention. Jimmy Johnson won a championship in college and won a championship in the Super Bowl. He only has 80 wins in the NFL. Let's see Bill Cowher. Bill Cowher has what, one or two championships?
Uno.
One Super Bowl. 161 wins to George Seifert's 114 wins. So, I mean, he's got him in wins, but Seifert has more. I'll just keep going. Just a couple more. Tony Dungy went in before Seifert. Tony Dungy also just won Super Bowl with 148 to how many wins that Seifert got? Does anybody remember? 124. So he has.
He got the win of. He got a very good team, and he didn't build it. Like I said, he has the job of driving a Ferrari. He's a NASCAR driver. As I said, he's over here just working for Dodge or Toyota or Ford or something like that, which is not, you know, Ricky Bobby. You know, you're not first, you're last. But that's all I got to say on Seifert. You know what I'm saying? The critics. I'm just playing devil's advocate.
Yeah, you know, he's just like the office manager.
Yeah, it's like, shit, he looked the part too. Old as hell.
You still got to do the job. It's just like when John Gruden had the Raiders, right? They had fired him, and who took over after him?
My man, Bill Callahan.
Bill Callahan. Did Bill Callahan win the Super Bowl?
No. It improved. That's why when you he couldn't drive the car.
That's what I'm saying. He couldn't drive the car. Seifert drove the car, so he belongs in the Hall of Fame. You know what I mean?
No.
No.
He's in the Hall of Good. He's a Hall of Good, a Niner Hall of Famer, but a Hall of Good.
Hall of Good. All right. Maybe we'll come back to this next week. But let's say we own the team, right? And we're the GM of the team, okay? And we get to make all the decisions, all three of us, right? But we have to make it equally. And I came to you guys and I said, hey, listen, I want to pay a quarterback who just came off an ACL injury 4 years, $180 million. Not just that. I wanted his average annual income to be $45 million, total guaranteed $100 million. How much do I want to give him on signing? when he signs, I want to give him $90 million. He has a fourth-year buyout. Would you guys vote me off the island?
What's his homeboy got?
A man ain't shit without his options.
Bags, what did you say?
I'm talking about playoff wins. How many does he have?
Just one. Just one playoff win.
We already know my answer. So waste of money.
Waste some money. Crazy Chris, what do you think?
I feel bad on that. I'm going to check my options. I might even go with the draft because, I can spread that out somewhere else.
You just said no to one Kirk Cousins.
I don't want Curdy Rock. I don't want Kirk or Banks. I'm cool. So I'll get somebody else.
This podcast is going to be on free agency. I kind of wanted to save that for you guys before we talk to the pregame show. It just blows my mind away. Like, it blows, like, Kirk Cousins is probably a great dude. Great dude. He's a great father, all that kind of stuff. Like, if he was, like, sitting at the dinner table, it was like, oh, yeah, Kirk Cousins and his family, they could come over for dinner whenever they want. But to give the man a guaranteed at signing $90 million after coming off an ACL injury to lead your franchise off of one playoff win in his whole career is just asinine to me. I don't get how Kirk Cousins just keeps getting paid.
He's got a good agent, but I'm just saying I'm not falling for the trap. It's not ACL. It's an Achilles. Achilles injury.
Oh, okay. Achilles. My bad. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, I don't want the viewers to, you know, hit you on Twitter. Coach Test. At Coach Test. Get at his line.
Come on. Coach _ Test.
Yeah.
What'd you say, Babs? What'd you think about
that? Honestly, though, I mean, like, what else was there for free agency besides if Kirk Cousins you have to overpay for? And Atlanta's not far away. They got young weapons, Lennon Drake, Bijan Robinson, Kyle Pitts. He just comes in like week one and elevates that offense.
Does he though? I mean, can he be what he was with that?
Or in that division, Achilles? He's gonna be good.
And it's that division, man. Easily win the division, maybe even get a playoff win.
Do you think he'll beat the Niners? You think he can beat us?
Oh no, come on now. No. Off the brakes. You know, let's give him the building first, see what he does. But I think it's a home run signing, honestly. You gotta pay for a quarterback. It is what it is.
Why not?
Like I said, that is the market.
You have him over Russell Wilson?
Yes,
I do.
Oh, facts.
I do.
Oh yeah, hell yeah.
I don't think
Russ has got it.
I don't know. I think Russ still has it in him.
Hell no. That's a corn. He more cheater than a freaking corn puff.
But it doesn't to me, like, I would not put the whole future of my franchise on Kirk Cousins. Like, I get what you're saying.
Listen, they won't draft a quarterback, but I mean, 4 years.
They're already in strap for like two or three of those years, and then you bring a quarterback in. Like I said, it's a deep quarterback class. So if they get one of the four or five best quarterbacks in the draft, that might work out for them.
How deep is it? Like, you've seen the 2021 draft and 2022 draft be awful. So how deep?
I'm just saying there's at least about 6-7 guys that are at least second round. First and second round quarterbacks out there.
I mean, I'm playing devil advocate to myself, right? I don't believe in Kirk Cousins. I would much rather draft a quarterback out there, but
Michael Penix. Bo Nix. You know what I'm saying? There's a JJ McCarthy out there.
You know, there's good young quarterbacks available, yes, but we're talking about the Atlanta Falcons. They want to win right now. They have young weapons, young contracts. They could afford to bring in Kyle Cousins right now. I'm sorry, Kirk Cousins. They could pay him right now.
I'm going to say it. I don't think he's much better than Desmond Ridder.
Ooh-wee! He's bad. Desmond is bad. He's bad. I had him on my fantasy team, man. I counted on that guy for weeks. Hell no. And lost money on betting on the Falcons. No. No, sir. Get him out of there. That's just like they did.
They beat us, didn't they?
Atlanta got better. That's for sure.
Yeah, they did get better. Like I said, I mean, hey, if you got the money, it's not tricking if you got it. Remember that. So that's why I'm like, shoot, Kirk Cousins, stability. He's got at least about two or three good more years. So, I mean, back said, they got a lot of young talent. So, I mean, shoot, they got two running backs, you know, a receiver, a tight end, and depending on what they do in the draft. They got a cool defense. What's his name back there? Jesse Bates.
Yeah. No, I mean – they're built to win in a weak division. I'll give you that. So the Diners went defensive line heavy on their free agency. I would say the best defensive lineman they have is Leonard Floyd. from Buffalo, played on the Los Angeles Rams before that, won a Super Bowl with the Rams. So you got somebody with a Super Bowl pedigree that maybe could show the rest of these guys how to win a damn Super Bowl for once. But let me just get off of that for a second. But Chris, what do you think about Leonard Floyd?
I feel like it's a good signing. You know, it's a solid player who can rush a passer and stop the run as well. And he's durable. You know what I'm saying? That's kind of one of our downfall for our D lineman play is we ran out of bodies kind of towards the end. So if somebody that's, you know, is going to be reliable and be out there to help us, because, you know, we're playing at least 18 to 20 games a year. So we need you down the stretch. So, I mean, I'm happy for the signing of Leonard Fournette. He'll help us out. And he has a knowledge of Staley's offense or defense.
It wasn't a real splashy signing, and it's cliche to say, but your best availability, you know what I'm trying to say.
Your best ability is your availability.
You know what I mean? So he shows up to work and he gets the job done. So I'm okay with it. I don't know if he's a three down lineman though. I think he should come in that passing downs.
I think that's the theme of this whole defensive alignment that they got, right? So let's pull up the list. I got the list here somewhere, but everybody they've got are either their starters or they've played a lot of games in their NFL career, which can be a good thing or a bad thing, but these are guys that are proven to stay on the field. Leonard Floyd, at the age of 31, I think he started 4 years in a row or hasn't missed a game in 4 years in a row. Gross Matos from Carolina. Maybe it could be another Carolina pick that comes to the Niners that blooms like the rest of them. He is only 26 years old, which is a good number there. But he's got a lot of starts on his belt. Jordan Elliott from the Cleveland Browns, who, if you just look at his numbers, it's not very impressive. It's kind of alarming a little
bit. Big body.
Yeah. I think he's a big body type, but he's got a lot of starts under his name, but not too much to show for. But like Jamal said, nothing too splashy.
No, a lot of blue guys, though. I think I would say they're at least they're attempting, you know, and kind of see where we're kind of leaning towards the draft. I think they might go secondary or offensive line heavy since now we went real defensive line heavy during free agency. I mean, shit. I think we signed everybody that was available on the market.
Damn near.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Any of the other free agents that you guys want to talk about?
I'm not excited. I mean, I was really hoping we pulled when we signed Eric Kendricks. I was psyched. Like, man, that's a solid pickup.
Oh,
he's definitely gonna step up and replace Drake Greenlaw. Like week one, he's good to go. And then for him to decide to go to Dallas, never understand that. That sucked. But Devondre Campbell, we picked him instead. A bit of a downgrade compared to Kendricks, but I like the signing. He's another veteran linebacker who's durable as well. I think he was like an all pro 2 years ago. So he's got the pedigree to be great.
Yeah. I mean, I agree with you. I agree with you saying. Now, there's some interesting names out there. I'm going to throw some out to you guys. David Bakhtiari from the Packers.
I think he was probably going to the Jets. I don't even want to talk about him. The guy from the left tackle from the Packers.
Yeah.
I think Aaron Rodgers is going to be like, hey, bro, come over here in New York. I got you.
He's got a lot of years under his belt, 32 years old, and seems like he's always has like a season-ending injury somewhere early in the season.
Yeah, I'm more to take a risk on Tyron Smith, if anything, out of those OG left tackles.
Jamal, do you still believe in Allen Robinson?
No, that time has passed. Hell of a career, but my time to hang up the cleats.
Well, I get a text about this guy every day from Jamal when we talk about free agency. Go ahead and let us know what you think about Justin Simmons, Jamal.
What's not to like? Playmaking ability. The most interceptions since coming to the league with 30. 3-0. Man, that's a shit ton of picks. A natural center fielder. Ball hawk. Sure tackler. I mean, I don't understand how he's still available. I know he's 30, but how is he still available? It makes no sense to me.
I think what they're doing in safety is what they were doing to running backs a few years ago. They don't want to pay him.
That's just silly. I mean, that's your last line of defense. And I know we're high on Hufanga. I know we all love him here. But the man's a box safety. I don't trust him out in space. We saw what happened to him when he's out in space. He lost his knee. just be smart. Go get Simmons. Let him have a year or so to recover.
Hey, but how much you pay him, though? How much you pay him?
We got the most cap space built right now. I'll give him a 3 and 35 right now.
3 years?
35 million.
3 years.
Chris, you think Odell looks good on a Niners jersey?
No. Keep him and Cam Kardashian away from us. I'd rather have Hunter Renfro than Odell Beckham.
Hey, I'm down for Hunter.
That's what I'm saying. Come on. Come to the brotherhood.
That was like the quickest no you've ever given us.
Think about it.
Jamal, Lincoln Tomlinson. Would you have him back on the team at guard?
Yeah, why not? I'd take him back. He fit the scheme with us. I think he was a Pro Bowler a couple of years.
He started over Buford.
Well, I mean, one of them got to play right guard, right?
I like Siano, though. He was good.
He got exposed a little bit, but I think another year he'll probably be better. I like that re-signing. That's probably the best one that we did so far.
I'd say Tomlinson's probably the best available guard right now, though. He might be wanting some money.
Who?
Tomlinson?
Yeah, I know. He's definitely the best available guard. Howard that used to play for the Dolphins, Xavier Howard, I think he's the best available corner. We need a corner bad.
What about Tre'Davious White?
I don't see his name here. I see
Tre'Davious White. Like an Achilles and ACL, like 2 years in a row.
I think it's ACL. It's one of those.
As a cornerback, that's a scary injury.
I want to say it's the second one. He had both.
I see Xavier Howard. I see J.C. Jackson. Adoree Jackson, which I don't know if he's good or not.
Nah, I don't know. He's more of a name than the game. No.
Stephon Gilmore.
Xavier Howard, but he don't want money, though. He's going to want to get paid like 15 million.
Yeah, for sure. Stephon Gilmore, but he's 33 years old now. And then there's just a bunch of no-namers.
I've been hyping up for years. Just draft one in the first round. Get one of these alpha. Nate Wiggins, some Kool-Aid, Teron Arnold, and we have my man from Kent State, Quinton Mitchell. Like there's some good corners out there. There's some deeper ones than that too.
Is Jamal your cousin Cordell Patterson is on this list?
Oh nah, man. I love my family, man, but I always like to keep it at a distance. It's always good to see you on holidays, not Monday through Fridays.
Mecole Hardman, Super Bowl winning catch, Super Bowl heroes on this list.
Yeah, no, he's snitching. We don't know snitches. He be telling.
Tayshaun Gibson is a free agent. That was just sneaky. I didn't know we let him go.
I was seeing here, though, that Travers Ward's kind of recruiting for Tre'Davious White, though, on X.
That's what I'm saying.
Robert Tonyan Jr., the tight end, the one that used to play for the Packers, went to the Bears.
Nah, I don't like him.
As a backup? Nah, like number him. Two or three?
He can't block. We got tight ends. Nah, he can't block. I don't want him.
Well, you drafted two last year.
That's what I'm saying. Give Latu, and then give my man, what's the other one that we drafted then? That didn't pan out. It takes like a good year. I mean, it's the NFL. Mm-hmm. Like I said, we do low-key be drafting good, though. I swear, low-key. I mean, we're good about like 50% of our draft is good.
Oh, Jamal broke it down to us. It's more like 33%.
Yeah.
Hey, but every once in a while we go on the street.
All right. Let me know if we're going to miss these guys. Eric Armstead.
Nope.
Jamal, what do you think?
Not the performance, but, you know, Eric Armstead, the person, will miss him.
The person, the leader in the locker room?
Yeah, I mean, he was a Walter Payton Man of the Year candidate every year for us. So, I mean, just a great person, but it was his time ran out.
Well, yeah, hell of a guy.
He's going back with DeMarco Ryans, Charlie Warner.
Hell no. Nah. I thought you were talking about Fred Warner. That's his brother.
What do you think about Charlie Warner back, man?
No, he's that's good. He's gone. Backup tight ends, no value.
Charlie Warner is going to Atlanta.
Going back to Georgia.
Rumor has it he's going to be starting over. No, I'm just kidding. Probably the backup. Sam Darnold, starting quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings. Who would have thought of that? Well, put that in your bingo cards for 2024.
Hell no, he couldn't even beat the Rams last game of the season. Nope. We don't miss you, brother.
Bags, you think Sam Darnold resonates his career with the Minnesota Vikings? Purple Rain?
I don't see it. I don't see it. Sorry, but I don't.
Javon Kinlaw goes back to Robert Saleh.
Low key. That's a low key little gut punch. Little I feel like he was a cool rotational D lineman. Not a expect big numbers, but like when your big guys are tired, throw him in there.
That like, boy, he was cool. Thomas
Solomon Thomas is still there too at the Jets.
Collecting checks. Keep getting them checks, Solomon.
Where's my spot here? This one I think is gonna be a little, it won't hurt, but it'd be a little gut punch. Clinton Farrell, he's 26 years old also. He is following Adam Peters over to the Commanders. Jamal, what you think about losing Clinton Farrell?
I mean, he was a solid run defender. Like one of those guys that showed up every week, played well. I mean, I think we'll be just fine without him, though.
I'm going to miss him a little bit. Like how Bagsy said, his little production that he did, I mean – we won't miss it too much, but at the same time, if we were able to find somebody that does that that little stuff that he did, like I said, that's probably why they went heavy on the D lineman free agency wise, because those little scrappy plays that he would make.
Yep. No, you're right about that. Isaiah Oliver finds his way to the.
Hell no, man. Shit. We didn't even ask that question. You didn't even ask Bags. No.
Somebody. No. Get his ass out of here. Somebody who joins Isaiah Oliver and cannot guard and cover. And Oren Burks is going over to Philadelphia. I'll never forget about Oren Burks coming in for Dre Greenlaw in the Super Bowl. I think Shanahan was thinking the same thing. That dude's got to go.
Hell yeah. Man, we got exposed.
Rayward McLeod's in Atlanta. He's going to be returning kicks for them.
I'm gonna miss him because that's a family friend. I'm gonna miss him. He was cool.
And Matt Pryor, I don't even know who that was for us. Matt Pryor, I think he was a backup offensive lineman. He is going to Chicago.
Man, your guess is as good as mine.
I'd say the big creations he lost for us would probably be Ray Ray. Just the fact that he was our kickoff returning guy.
No idea. He made some plays on receiver too, like randomly.
Yeah,
a couple deep ball, or just tunnel screens.
But I think Shanahan finds a way to get those guys all the time. You know what I mean? So I think we'll be all right.
Our special team's been so good within the last few years. Keep it rolling.
So I mean, that's all we got. I mean, really, for the Niners free agency so far. There's a couple of big names in there. Justin Simmons. I would like. I didn't realize he had 30 interceptions. That's a lot of interceptions.
Big number.
The man finds his way to the ball. Somehow thinking that we had Tayshaun Gibson for a second. So right now, we just have Ajay Brown as our only healthy safety on the team. So we do need a safety. So we'll see what the Niners do in the draft, the free agency. One thing I wanted to get to, and we talked about it a little bit before the pod, but teams are getting these first-round backups, first-round quarterbacks, and trading them as their backups, which I thought, for some reason, I thought that Justin Fields and Mac Jones were on their fourth year or, like, their last-year options. So these teams are picking them up and have to pay them $30 million, $20 million. But Justin Fields is going to be the backup for one Russell Wilson, future Hall of Famer Russell Wilson. $1.6 million is going to Justin Fields. So the Steelers, they have Justin Fields and they have Russell Wilson for less than $4 million. I think that's a hell of a steal. That's almost as good as having Purdy paying them $900,000.
For sure.
Same thing with you got Mac Jones, and he is going to be the backup for one Sunshine Trevor Lawrence on Jacksonville, and he's only going to get paid $2.7 million. Another solid backup over there. So teams are doubling up, and then that leaves us to a rumor that I saw on Twitter, and he would be only making $940,000, and Purdy's going to be making $980,000. So he'd be making less than Purdy as a backup, but Zach Wilson, Bags, your thoughts about Zach Wilson being the backup for the San Francisco 49ers.
As a backup quarterback, I feel like I'm okay with it. He kind of fit Kyle Shanahan's offense. He was linked to him all that draft. The guy himself kind of scares me a little bit with just his off the field, and he seems like a bit of a nutlead. But this might humble him a little bit. Change of scenery is always good. The guys have trouble to. He's looking like he might be a bust. I mean, he's a bust. But let's see if a change of scenery helps him out.
Christian Grizz, what do you think about Zach Wilson?
All I say is, as high as your mama's. But bullshit aside, though, I mean, it might be nice to have a change of scenery. I mean, if we get him for the cheap, I mean, all we have is Brandon Allen as our backup right now. So, I mean, Zach Wilson shows some plays, you know, some flashes, you know what I'm saying? I mean, he might need, like I said, a change of scenery, you know, and Kyle Shanahan is like kind of the quarterback guru. So, that might work out for him, and especially if we get him for the cheap for like a late round pick. And his option is still up to us to make for a 1 year deal, you know. So, like I said,
without looking at your numbers or anything, like, what was the last first round quarterback that's panned out the last few years?
Say that again, Jamal. What's your question?
Without looking at your notes, who's the last first round quarterback to be kind of pan out to have a good career so far, being one of those early top 10 quarterbacks?
The dude for the Texans.
CJ Stroud.
CJ Stroud.
Yeah. I mean, you can go to draft number 2, 3. Yeah. I mean, yeah. These guys are no picks at all.
Yeah, there's more busts than there are in hits on first round quarterbacks.
Yeah, I would say there's probably about 1 out of 5, 2 out of 4, or something like that.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Your GM drafted 2. You got these 2. I mean, look at the Bears right now. They sent Justin Fields packing for Caleb Williams, who I'm assuming is Caleb Williams. There's no guarantee it's going to work out whatsoever.
Yeah, which was, I kind of was like, I would have kept him, even though, I mean, Caleb Williams is supposed to be a generational talent, but I'm like, shoot, I low-key would have kept it and then got more picks and then stocked my team up even more. But, you know, you can't pass on a generational talent, as they say.
Well, you can't pass on a rookie contract. That's what it is.
Yeah.
So Bryce Young, CJ Stroud, and Anthony Richardson were all drafted in the first round.
First 5 pick.
Just one. And then you got Kenny Pickett, was the only first round pick in the 2022 draft. The next quarterback wasn't picked till the 3rd round. That's Desmond Ritter. And then in 2021 was Trevor Lawrence, who the book's still out on him. Zach Wilson was his or might get cut traded. Trey Lance was traded. Justin Fields traded. Mac Jones traded.
Damn, they didn't give him no chance.
If you go to 2020, though, Joe Burrow, I think people like him. Tua, I think he fits a system in Miami, is content with them. Justin Herbert, pretty good quarterback. Jordan Love, pretty good quarterback. And then Jalen Hurts in the 2nd round. I think they found a system that works for him also. So 2020 was a good draft. But yeah, I mean, I get your point, right? It's a crapshoot all the way.
Hell yeah! If your quarterback's not it, don't be quick. Don't be scared to pull the hook and reset. You know, back in the day, people want to hold on to these quarterbacks because they're, you know, drafted in the 1st round. After a year and a half, you can see, you can probably tell within the first 5 to 10 games if they can have it or not.
You guys would take Jimmy G over Cousins?
No. Hell no. I already went down that roller coaster. I never get on that ride again. I'm good.
Well, Jimmy G is on the LA Rams as the backup for Matt Stafford, so.
Keep getting them checks, Jimmy. Keep smiling.
Well, if nobody else got anything for this show, I think that wraps it up for us.
I got about Aaron Donald.
Oh, how could I forget about Aaron Donald? That is like
the best thing
that could happen as a 49ers fan this offseason.
Yeah, or if we'd have won a Super Bowl.
What do you think, Jamal?
I mean, I knew there was rumors he'd be retiring. I was kind of shocked to hear it, though. I mean, 10 years in, another boy been getting double, triple teamed. Every snap, every game for 16, 18 weeks, his body definitely probably just gave up on him. But I was kind of shocked to hear it actually was official he's retiring.
Yeah, he at least had about another one or two good more years, I would say. But, I mean, it's better to get out early before it's too late, to be honest with you.
Well, I mean,
you know, you guys championship, all pros, 10 years.
That's what I was going to say. Like, if you look at his numbers, he's done everything that he wants to do. He's won a Super Bowl, and he's going to be a Hall of Fame. And he's
first ballot.
So it's just like one of those things, like, it was one of those things. He won the Super Bowl, that's going to put him over the top. Like, this group of Niners, if they don't figure it out, they're going to have some, like, on-bubble guys. Like, let's just take Eric Armstead, for example. Like, he is not a Hall of Famer. Like, if he would have won the Super Bowl, maybe he becomes a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, but even with Fred Warner, you know what I'm saying? I mean, Trey Williams is going to be a Hall of Famer regardless, but I'm just saying stuff like that, that does add to your legacy.
Yeah. Kittle's might be a bubble guy.
What do you say? Right. Even though he's a Hall of Famer, though. I mean, Kittle's a Batman pajama.
What'd you say, Jamal?
I was saying within our lifetime, we got to see J.J. Watt and Aaron Donald play a full career and retire, possibly like in the running for GOAT of defensive line. Like,
yeah, J.J. Watt was a boy, man. I mean, even before T.J. Watt, you got to put some respect on J.J. Watt. He was doing his thing. Interceptions, all types of shit. Like, well, he was a game record for sure.
It just, like, all this talk always just reminds me of what could Alden Smith be if he would have just stayed off the field healthy, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, man. He just needed a better surrounding team around him. Because, I mean, he had the talent, but he just didn't have the discipline.
Yep. Yeah. Greatest what if.
Montana. How's it go?
Jimmy. Why shouldn't you be dismissed or reassigned for the same reasons?
I own this football team. You don't dismiss owners.
I can't guarantee that anybody in the world will be alive someday, so I can't guarantee you'll be on our roster. So that goes for all of us.
Cannot play with them. Cannot win with them. Cannot coach with them. Can't do it. I want winners. I want people that want to win.
Tom Sula, Jimmy Tom Sula, opened up my shirt like Jimmy Tom Sula, got the gold chain on like Jimmy Tom Sula.